The social problem we are going to discuss in our podcast is about IU students drinking during Little 500. Little 500 is known as the greatest college weekend in America for more reasons than just the actual race. This annual track cycling race takes place at the Bill Armstrong Stadium on the campus of Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Little 500 was founded in 1951 by Howdy Wilcox Jr. and shaped the bicycling race after the Indianapolis 500 automotive race. Over the years since Little 500 began, the race has grew dramatically into a week-long of activities. Dozens of fraternities, sororities, and off-campus living units gather throughout the week to celebrate this event by consuming large amounts of alcohol. Little 500 has become more about students having an excuse to party for an entire week than about cheering on the bikers that have been pushing themselves to their physical limits for the race. Students rarely make it to the race because they spend too much time celebrating being able to drink all day, rather than commemorating the bikers participating in the race. The drinking culture at Indiana University is well known on and off campus, and the alcohol consumption of students during Little 500 shows this. A recent study published in the journal, The Lancet, showed consuming more than one drink each day, or more than 100 grams of alcohol a week, increases your risk of death from fatal hypertensive disease, heart failure, and stroke. By students partying each day for a whole week and drinking enormous amounts of alcohol expresses that the race weekend of Little 500 supports the culture of alcoholism. We will take into account different students that are and are not in Greek life and a student that participated in the race as well. The students will answer various questions so we can see their opinions and experiences from this year's Little 500. This will help us to compare and contrast the thoughts of multiple students pertaining to Little 500 and be able to see the connection the race has with students' alcohol consumption.
How many days a week do you usually drink?
I'd have to say probably 3 days a week. I usually drink about 2 or 3 days of the week, probably.
I usually drink 3 nights a week.
3 days a week.
2 to 3. 3 max. No more than that. Too crazy.
And how many days did you drink during Little 5?
Four days. During Little 5 week, I drank 5 days.
I drank 3 days or nights a week, but I'm not in Greek life, so I didn't have any parties every day.
6 days.
Just once, because I biked.
How many drinks did you consume in one night during Little 5? Like, during the night that you drank the most?
I'd probably say around 8.
I probably consumed 10 or 11 drinks, I'd say.
15?
On average, probably 6 to 8 shots at the pregame and 3 or 4 beers at the party.
I'd say about 7, because, you know, 8 just go too crazy, but 7's like a good medium.
The comparison between a normal week for students to the week of Little 500 is important to express because it demonstrates the increased alcohol intake of students during the race week. Also, asking students about how many drinks they had in one night during Little 500 week is significant because it shows how all of the numbers are higher and also forms questions like, how are these students surviving with drinking large amounts of alcohol in one single night?
What's the first thing you think of when you hear Little 5?
I hear excitement. I hear thrilling amount of fun.
I'd say the race on Saturday, probably.
Parties, because when I think of Little 5, I think a lot about Greek life and how they have a lot of pairs and parties, and they all celebrate and cheer on their sororities or fraternities during the race.
Honestly, week-long hangover, because we just have parties every night of the week, pretty much.
Biking! Woo! And let's go crazy party! Yeah!
The students' opinions about Little 500 all share one common factor, partying. Only one student said biking, which is jaw-dropping because the whole point of Little 500 is about celebrating the actual bicycling race. Students get caught up in the parties and drinking every night and forget about the importance of the Little 500 tradition.
Did you go to the race, or if you did, were you sober at the race?
Yes, I did go to the race. I did not show up sober, but I left sober.
I did go to the race, and I was not sober at the race.
No.
I went to the women's race on Friday because it was mandatory to be sober and be there for our bikers for my sorority, and then I did not attend on Saturday.
Yes, I went to both, and I was sober for both because I am biking.
Did you feel pressured to drink during the race? Not no. during the race, but, you know,
no, over not the course at all. Of the day. No. I was totally up for drinking that day.
No, I felt that it was just kind of everybody else was doing it, so it was just sort of the thing to do. So I just went along with the flow.
No.
I wouldn't say I felt pressured, just more like I had the desire to drink more.
Yeah, because everyone was having fun and I was studying like a good Samaritan schoolgirl.
As you can see, the amount of students that actually attend the race are relatively low nowadays because they see drinking and partying as more fun than watching and cheering on the bikers. For example, one student only went to the race and was sober because her sorority made it mandatory for all of the girls. This just helps show how much has changed throughout the years of Little 500, and how more students are more concerned with going to the best parties and getting drunk instead of being at the race. Ultimately, all students, such as ones that are or are not in Greek life, as well as bikers, enjoy drinking, but it is the extreme amounts they consume during Little 500 that makes this event harmful for students. However, the week of Little 500, students mostly do not feel obligated to drink, but are surrounded with others that are heavily drinking, in which makes them want to drink more. This is what leads to poor decisions when students get too intoxicated. During the week of Little 500, the entire atmosphere of Indiana University is to live it up and have as much fun as possible. This is what causes the large alcohol consumption by students, and has progressively gotten worse over the years as more students start to care less about the race and more about drinking. Therefore, Little 500 is known as the greatest college week in America, but is it because of the actual cycling race or the amount of drinking that goes on by students over the week?